I have comments to two presentations, one of Mr. Cavus on aquaculture and desalination. Very interesting point indeed. As regards aquaculture, it was interesting to your note that you say that the sector is growing. This is also something that we observed in the European Commission. And given that, when revising our PRTR, European PRTR, we decided to change the reporting thresholds from 1,000 tons per year, which is the Kiev Protocol level, to 500. And this was also due to the fact that with the 1,000 tons per year threshold, we only received information from less than 20 installations in the European Union. So really, as you say, we don't have really good data on aquaculture impact on environment, and we hope this will improve. Aquaculture is not a sector captured by the Industrial Emissions Directive, so we don't have set the best available techniques for the sector. We'll see what happens with the data that will be coming from the sector in the future. First data will come in 2028. This is one thing. Desalination, we spoke during the break about it, and I think the first, maybe not comprehensive, but the first attempt to evaluate the sector to see to what extent it contributes to sustainability is the taxonomy regulation. So this is the European legal framework that enables investors to judge whether certain activity is sustainable or not. So there are clear criteria, and desalination is one of the activities captured by the taxonomy regulation. I can send you the link, so you will see there what's in there. The second thing I wanted to comment on is the presentation by Mr. Gutierrez on mercury. I'm coming from the unit that is responsible for the mercury regulation in DG Environment in the European Commission. And what we observed, you said monitoring reduction in mercury emissions. This is indeed, of course, we do it. We use the EPRTR data for that. But also what we observed that we are victims of the success because with the Industrial Emissions Directive and with best available technique standards, the industry is really improving. So most probably we stopped capturing really a lot of emissions from mercury because of the reporting thresholds, which for mercury are on the same level since, well, 2006 in the European legislation. So this is also something we need to have in mind, that not all emissions are reported because the thresholds remained on the same level, but the technology techniques improved. But indeed, they are falling down. The European Environment Agency publishes the indicator linked to heavy metals, the mercury. It tells in what percent the reductions went down, but it doesn't put the information in the context. You don't see the production volume. You just see how emissions went down, and indeed, from 2005 until now, it's around 50% less. So, these are the comments I wanted to make. Thank you very much.